This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. New routes, new signs, new times. That's what Winnipeggers have been adjusting to since the start of July as the city rolls out its transit master plan. Bus reliability has long been a concern. Weather, traffic, and construction all slowing service. Kyle Owens with Functional Transit Winnipeg says the old system just didn't fit the city anymore.
In some senses, it was trying to preserve continuity, consistency, reliability, making sure that people knew those routes were still there and would be there in the future. But a lot of those routes were laid down originally for trolley tracks or the streetcars. And the city has grown and expanded and changed since then in 100 ways. Although those routes were generational in a lot of senses, they no longer met the city's needs in so many ways.
The new network uses a spine and feeder model. High-frequency buses run through main corridors, with smaller routes feeding into them.
Like, the amazing thing about transit is that it is kind of a solved problem. Transit has been a system in 100 major cities and 1,000 medium-sized cities. And it turns out that the math always kind of ends up being the same thing, that the best way to have a system that is reliable, that means that you can just get out there and you know a bus is coming, is to emphasize something called frequency, which is just having enough buses along a specific route that if you miss a bus, it doesn't matter because the next one is coming. And if you're there a little bit early, hey, you can catch one. It was the bus was there a few minutes early and you can catch that one instead.
Feedback so far has been largely positive, with easier transfers, with more frequent and direct routes. But not everyone's on board.
The new system is not perfect, right? Having to, even with the improved efficiency, there is still so much room for improvement. And that is really what we're going to be seeing, right? In the next couple of months, based on use, based on projections, the city can make adjustments. But those adjustments are going to be so much easier because they can extend routes, they can shorten them, they can add feeders. They're not likely to add spines, but not at this time, but in the future they can. What it also means is that we can think about what really meets people's needs.
Still, Owen says it's a step forward, and changes will be easier now with the more flexible system. U-Multicultural reached out to the City of Winnipeg and Winnipeg Transit to see how the first few weeks of the change are going. This message from Winnipeg Transit was read by U-Multicultural's Jenny Sacco-Back.
The first week of operation of the primary transit network and its feeder routes saw fewer operational issues than anticipated. We're liking the positive feedback we're hearing from people who are finding their bus trips easier. We've also heard from some people pleased with more direct service and some with quick transfers to get to their destinations. We've also heard positive feedback about the street teams we had out during launch week, helping passengers navigate new stops and routes.
Winnipeg Transit says it's aware of congestion at Unicity Hub and Redondo Loop during peak hours and is working on long-term solutions. In the meantime, transit drivers have been told to wait at alternative locations to reduce backups. Other adjustments are already underway, with an increased snow clearing budget aimed to keep roads and sidewalks open.
There is good news in the city budget. The city is expanding its snow clearing budget from $6.6 to $8 million, I think, over the next 4 years. That's great. I don't think that's probably enough, but we are a winter city, right? Every transit trip is multimodal somehow. Either you bike or walk or drive. Somebody has to get to a bus. And understanding that transit is always going to be a link in a chain, not the chain itself, is really crucial to understanding how we make people's trips successful and accessible.
Despite skepticism, early signs are promising. Many riders are reporting faster trip times than expected, and the system is already proving more flexible and responsive than the one it replaced. Owens adds that the coming months, particularly the fall when school begins again, will be the real test of the reliability of these new changes. With U-Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.